This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Futuro.
Hey there, Latino USA listener. Here's a show from our vault.
The Festival de Sainagua is like the Woodstock of Palo music. Sainagua is in San Cristobal, and people from all the regions of Dominican Republic goes there to perform with their palo group. When I saw it the first time, and the dancing and everything together, I was like super impressed, like, oh my God, how I don't know about this. So that's why I started experimenting with the Dominican roots music. And that's why I say this is kind of the real Dominican music.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, one of our How I Made It segments with Dominican fusion band Yasser Tejeda and Balotre. Around the globe, people often think of Dominican music as being either merengue or bachata. But there's another side of Dominican music that doesn't get as much airtime. It's known as Afro-Dominican roots music. The group Yasser Tejeda and Palotre are hoping to change that. They combine local traditional folkloric sounds like palo and sarandunga with jazz and rock to create fusions that celebrate the island's heritage. They're adding a new spin to local sounds and hoping to reimagine what it means to be Dominican, one beat at a time. One of the singles from their recent album is titled Amor Arayano, and it's about a cross-border love story between a Haitian man and a Dominican woman. In this edition of How I Made It, the band leader and guitarist Yasser Tejeda tells us about his personal journey of learning about his country's diverse musical landscape and about his band's collaboration with Grammy-winning artist Vicente Garcia for the song Amor Arrayano.
The music that I make with my group, Yasser Tejeda y Palotre, is a fusion of Dominican roots music with jazz, funk, rock, and all of my influences together. Siente este ritmo, que es de nuestra isla. Palos caribeños, fuente infinita. In this album, we call it Quijombo because we want to celebrate Dominican heritage and Dominican culture. Quijombo means a gathering and a celebration in the countryside of Dominican Republic. It's a gathering where people get together, play drums, they drink, they dance, and it can be for multiple reasons. It can be for religious reasons, it can be mostly for a party, it can be for when somebody dies, or funerary events. Dominican Republic and Haiti share culture together. Every place of Dominican Republic that has sugarcane fields around, known as batelles, they celebrate Gaga. At the same time, it's celebrated in Haiti in Semana Santa, in the Holy Week. This music is being marginalized in Dominican Republic. It's been hidden for a while because some people, they don't accept this type of music, like the music we're making that is mixing with palo music or congos de Villamella or gaga or sarandunga. So that's why I say it's like a hidden treasure, because in Dominican Republic, in every region, you have different styles, different celebrations, and different way of playing, dancing, and it's so rich culturally. The connection that I feel with the music is excitement, and that's what made me learn more about this music. It's a connection that I can't explain. It could be even like a little bit spiritual. It can be something that lights inside my body that is like, wow, like exciting every time I hear it. And that can be because maybe part of my family used to celebrate this, but I didn't knew about this till I put my first album together. And I put it out and I play it to my family from my mother's side. And I saw all my tías dancing the way you dance palo. And I was like, how you guys know about this? He was like, yeah, your grandfather used to do fiestas de palo for the Holy Spirit. So I think there's like a connection there. Amor Arellano is a song in the album Quijombo, and it's a collaboration that I did with Vicente Garcia.
Desde que no la veo, no me he vuelto a enamorar. Tengo un callo en el dedo, de trabajar para cruzar, para dormir en su pecho y soñar en su cama.
Arellano means the people that live close to the border between Haiti and Dominican Republic, and means that people that come from ancestry of Haitian and Dominican. If you have parents that are Haitian and Dominican, they are called Arellanos. And the story of this song is this guy that lives in Haiti and has his partner that she's Dominican, and she has to go to Dominican Republic, but he can't go because he doesn't have the right papers to cross the border and stay with her. We make this love song, putting like the border conflict, and mostly the conflict is politic, and people from the elite, they don't want to know about that, and that's why sometimes the Afro-Dominican rhythms or Dominican roots rhythms, some of the people in Dominican Republic, they reject it because they say, oh no, that music is Haitian, our music is merengue and bachata. And that's why we're trying to include Haiti and the border and Arellanos, because not that many people talk about this community of Arellanos. So I decided, okay, I'm going to write like a super slow song. And I started playing the chords that you can hear in Amor Arellano. They came all together like at once. After I have the chords and the harmony, I was like, the perfect rhythm that goes with this is Congo de Villamella. This rhythm is actually Patrimonio Cultural de la Humanidad de la UNESCO. And it's been around Dominican Republic 300 years. And this rhythm, because of the universal clave, is ta 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 ta. The clave goes with everything. I was like, okay, I'm going to put the clave and then make the conguito comes. It's small percussion that do the pick, ka ping, ka ping, ka ping, ka ping, pa ping, pam ping. And then the congo mayor. So that's the conguito, and then the congo mayor, put it all together and it'll be a congo de Villamella. After, added the drums, then guitars, bass. So I had this song already recorded, and I was like, I think I want to hear melody and somebody singing, like a male singer. But I don't know, I don't want to sing it. I want somebody that comes, write the lyrics with me, and like figure it out.
Hace un tiempo fue el deseo y hoy es la necesidad. Tengo un callo aquí en mi pecho.
Vicente García is a friend from a long time. We actually made our first band together when we had like 14 years old, 15, playing hardcore and rock music. And I was like, Vicente, I have this song. What do you think? You want to put lyrics and melody? He was like, yo, I love it. So the collaboration started there, and it's now what it is, Amor Arayano.
Amor que en mi pecho no tiene bandera.
This lyric, Vicente wrote it, and basically when he say, Amor que en mi pecho no tiene bandera, is love that in my chest doesn't have a flag. Love doesn't have color, doesn't have religion.
No tiene color, religión ni frontera.
And then he said, no tiene color, religión ni frontera. It doesn't have color, religion, or borders. There's no limits for love. And that's a good way to put like the border situation as a love song.
Papa le va.
The chorus are saying, Papa le va. So mentioning Papa Legba as a deity that is shared in Haiti and in Dominican Republic in a popular religion, the religion that is practiced in the countryside of Dominican Republic. In this song, Amor Arayano, they break up because she has to go to Dominican Republic.
Papa le va.
So he's asking Papa le va to open the path so he can cross to Dominican Republic and be with the love of his life. Everywhere in the world, they're having problems with borders. And the love make it a little bit sweeter in a way, but then bitter in the way that they can see each other again because of a border, because of paper, because of rules, politics. And that's why we're trying to bring it together in this song, Amor Arayano, to express it to the world that in Dominican Republic, Haitians and Dominicans are living this the same as people in the world are struggling with borders. We in the end are sharing the same world. In Haiti and Dominican Republic, they're sharing the same island. All these things that happen because of race, because of religion, we are human beings.
No tiene color, religión ni frontera. Papa le va, papa le va. Esto es amor arayano.
The words of the band leader and guitarist for the Dominican fusion band, Yacer Tejeda and Palotre. And dear listener, we have a special treat. Yacer Tejeda and Palotre came by our office. Here's Yacer Tejeda and Palotre singing their song, Nuestras Raíces, live from our offices in Harlem, USA.
Wait, it, oh, 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 yeah.
If you'd like to see more of Yacer Tejeda and Palo Tres, head over to our website, latinousa.org, for the full performance at our offices. This episode was produced by Amanda Alcantara and Ginny Montalvo. It was edited by Sofia Palizacar and mixed by Julia Caruso. The Latino USA team includes Andrea Lopez Cruzado, Marta Martinez, Mike Sargent, Victoria Estrada, Patricia Zulbarán, Julieta Martinelli, Alejandra Salazar, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our editorial director is Julio Ricardo Varela. Our supervising senior engineer is Stephanie LeBeau. Our associate engineers are Gabriela Baez and JJ Carubin. Additional help this week by Leah Shaw. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our fellows are Elisa Baena, Monica Morales, and Andrew Viñales. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. I los guacho. Bye.
Funding for Latino USA's coverage of A Culture of Health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Latino USA is made possible in part by New York Women's Foundation. The New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. And the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative.
Claro, esa es la parte heavy de esto. Oh, con countdown.
5, 4, Amanda, 3.
Hay que grabarla a ella para los bloopers.